This webcast is a service of South Dakota Public Broadcasting. More information at sd.net.
Good morning, everybody. We're going to begin the meeting today, our taxation committee, here in room 423 at the Capitol. First of all, I'd like to welcome everybody that is in the here today, and I'd also welcome our internet listeners this morning. Just a reminder that I want all cell phones to be turned off. I want no disruptions in the meeting this morning. And if you do, you get the finger waved at you. If you got your cell phone and it rings or it beeps or buzzes or whatever, we like to keep as much peace in here as we can. At this time, I'd ask the secretary to call the roll.
Senators Kamak, excused. Otten?
Here.
Russell, excused. Stalzer?
Here.
Frerichs, excused. Kolbeck?
Here.
Monroe?
Here.
We have a quorum.
Thank you guys for, ladies, for showing up. At this time, we'll have a approval of our minutes from last meeting. Could I get a motion?
So move.
Second. Got a motion by Senator Monroe and seconded by Senator Otten. All in favor, say aye. All opposed, nay.
Aye.
Minutes passed. I would remind anybody that's going to testify this morning on House Bill 1147 to please sign in. Any handouts that any of the people may have, I would like to have you go through the pages. And at this time, I would like to have our pages introduce themselves and tell us where they're from and what their plans down the future are and why you decided to become a page here in the Senate. Thank you.
My name is Cody Marshall. I'm from Timber Lake, South Dakota, and I'm a member of the South Dakota National Guard, and I kind of came here to see the government in action and, see the governing body behind, I guess our militia, but.
Thank you.
Hi, I'm Caitlin Spire from Rapid City, South Dakota. I plan on attending University of Minnesota, and I wanted to come to the Senate just for a love of government and debate.
Thank you. Being I'm the chair, I can give myself a personal privilege. Is that correct?
You're the chair.
Okay, I'm the chair. I'm running the show today. I would like to introduce my lovely wife, Muriel. She came up for the next couple days, and today we are hosting the Lincoln High School Band and the Little League World Series players from the state of South Dakota. So if you get a chance and you see them running around the Capitol today, welcome them and say hello to them. That'd be great. So,
point of order, Mr. Chairman.
Okay. Are
we allowed to clap?
Only if you do the jackrabbit cheer. Everybody clap your hands. Go ahead. Okay. At this time, we'll take up House Bill 1147. I'll turn the chair back over to Senator Monroe. I'll be testifying, and I would prefer and make sure all questions get referred to the chair before we go forward. Okay? Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, Senator, and members of the committee. Will now take up House Bill 1147. The title is An Act to Revise Certain Provisions Concerning Property Tax Collections, Delinquent Property Taxes, Tax Certificates, and Tax Deeds. Are there any proponents? We have a proponent. Welcome.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, and the Taxation Committee today. Today I'm here to present to you.
Identify yourself.
I will identify. I am Jack Kolbeck. I am Senator from District 13, representing myself. House Bill 1147 was brought to our attention. The county treasurers are responsible for tax collections, delinquent tax collection, sales tax certificates, and taking tax deeds. The existing statute dealing with tax collections, delinquent tax collection, tax sale certificates, and tax deeds have inconsistent, conflicting, and contained obsolete language. A county treasurer's tax deed committee was established and worked for over 2 years, a two-year period of time with the South Dakota Department of Revenue to make the recommendations that you see on Senate House Bill 1147. At this time, I will ask you to hear the other proponents of this piece of legislation, and I will stand by for questions. Thank you.
Thank you. Are there any other proponents for House Bill 1147? Any other proponents?
Good morning, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. I'm Eric Erickson, an attorney out of Sioux Falls and registered lobbyist for the South Dakota Association of County Officials. House Bill 1147, as Senator Kolbeck stated, it comes to you from a working group consisting of county treasurers, the Department of Revenue, the Department of Legislative Audit, Fred Botts, and Amanda, who looked at this issue this morning. Looked at this over the summer to clean up obsolete and the processes related to tax deed sales. And as they've done so, they've also shared this legislation with the South Dakota Municipal League, the state's attorneys, and title companies. And we'll have Hand County Treasurer Sherry Keck, who is on that work group, get up and she'll talk to you about the specifics. And if you're lucky, she'll read the bill for you. Thank you so much. We ask for your favorable support.
Okay, do we have any more proponents?
Good morning, Mr. Chairman and members of the committee. My name is Sherry Keck. I am the Hand County Treasurer, and I'm here representing myself. I just wanted to be here to ask for your support on this effort. It's been long and tedious, and Amanda and Fred did an awesome job helping us go through this whole, all these chapters of code, and we would just like to ask for your support on the bill, and if I will stand by for any questions that you have.
Thank you. Any more proponents to House Bill 1147? Seeing none, we'll now ask for opponents to House Bill 1147. Seeing none, we will close testimony at this time, and we will open discussion from the committee.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I have a question of one of the proponents.
Okay, Senator Monroe, what's your question?
I don't care who comes up.
I'd like to hear the question.
I just want to ask some questions because I've seen a little, it seems to me there's, I need to get some conflicts cleared up in my mind. On page 15 of the bill, can you restate your name? That way I'll have it.
My name is, Mr. Chairman, my name is Sherry Keck, the Hand County Treasurer.
Sherry. I have the list.
Let's put the mic close to you. Okay.
Hand County? Okay, good. Not my district, so I can give you a bad time. On page 15, well, I can go back to page 14. In line 14, it talks about distress warrants. A distress warrant constitutes the sheriff's authority to immediately proceed to execute the distress warrant. They'll collect the tax by seizure of personal property. And the key words there to me are immediately seize personal property, which I can almost understand. In line 20, no property is exempt from seizure except personal property absolutely exempt from execution, which if it's an animal, I would wonder about that line there. And then it says the sheriff shall, upon receipt of any distress warrant, immediately, and then on page 15, proceed with due diligence to collect. To me, this means takes the car, goes out on the road, goes to wherever the distress warrant was sent, and collects. Going down to section 44, before making seizure of any property, they will ascertain from the records in the office of the Register of Deeds the following. So this puts in conflict to me whether or not they get out on the road and head for the house or get on the road and head for courthouse. And I'm just kind of wondering where all this could end up if somebody actually decided to become detailed in a court case when there's a distress warrant. So maybe you could give me some scenario of how this has worked out in your county. Because not me, but I've known people that have had to deal with these things. And if they would have known these details, it would have been a different story. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Mr. Chairman, Senator Monroe, the distress warrant process is only on the collection of mobile home taxes, and the sheriff actually serves the distress warrant, so he would go to the Register of Deeds office to ascertain that the property was in the taxpayer's name before he served the distress warrant, and then he serves it on the person, and the laws on what he can collect on or what he can take for the taxes and sell are in the distress warrant laws in the sheriff's part, and after we serve the distress warrant, the treasurer really has nothing else to do with it until the sheriff brings us the money for the taxes. Does that answer your question?
Chairman, I would
go ahead and follow up.
Thank you. Mrs. Keck, did you say it was just on mobile homes?
Mr. Chairman, correct. It's only on the collection of mobile home taxes, and that is only because mobile homes are movable, so we have to have a way to collect the taxes besides, immediately.
Okay, thank you. And Mr. Chairman, one more.
Follow-up?
Thank you. On page 14, throughout the page, and 13 and 14, they're adding two mobile homes taxes on a building or on a leased site. So now it's not just mobile homes, but it's a building or it's the site the person is leasing. I still don't understand the conundrum between what the sheriff has to do. The reason I wonder about this is when it goes down the road, if you got aberrant relationships between sheriffs and commissioners or whatever, it says if the sheriff doesn't execute this as it's written, that they have to immediately start proceedings to remove the sheriff from office. And so if the sheriff doesn't go out on the highway, according to line one on page 15, or doesn't go straight to the courthouse, 17 or 18, they're stuck because they could use either one of those lines against them in removing them from office, which is the next page, two or three pages. It goes up to page 22 with these details, and I was wondering how much time they took in putting all these rules together. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Mr. Chairman.
I guess that's a long question.
It wasn't a long question, but we'll accept it.
Senator Monroe, we're not changing any of that language. That language has been in the tax deed laws since the 30s. So it's nothing new. I don't know if that answers your question or not. But like I said, the malfeasance on the sheriff's part is only if they don't serve the distress warrant, because we needed to have a way to to make sure that they served that distress warrant. And I didn't have anything to do with that back in the 30s, so thank you for your question.
I would just... Thank you, Mr. Chair. I was just wondering, were you on the committee that put this together or did this cleanup?
Mr. Chair, I was.
Okay, thank you. I didn't mean to give you a hard time.
No.
It's the law that needs a hard time.
Well, I'm a county treasurer. I've had worse times.
Thank you, Senator Monroe, and thank you for that question, answering those questions. Are there any more questions from the committee? Okay, at this time, I guess we didn't have any opponents, so I guess we do not need to have anybody rebuttal, unless somebody wants to stand up there and rebuttal. So at this time, we'll close, and we'll take action from the committee on House Bill 1147. Thank you.
Mr. Chair.
Senator Kamak.
I move to pass.
We have a motion on the floor from Senator Kamak to do pass House Bill 1147, seconded by Senator Otten. Any discussion?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Senator Monroe.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I realize this is nobody's fault, but when I see conflicts like this in law, I just see areas where I don't vote for the bill, but I just see areas in law like this where you have conflicts in what one person has to do versus something else they have to do. And then if they don't do it, whichever one somebody decides they have to do, then they get punished for it. And this is about the third time this year that I've seen law that conflicts like this. And so I'm going to vote for the bill, Mr. Chairman. But not to put it on consent. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator Monroe. Any more discussion?
I just have a comment.
Okay, Mr. Clark.
Just looking through this, I cannot imagine the number of hours that you put in of reviewing all of this and making sure that we've got up-to-date language in there. So I want to thank that to whoever was responsible for that. That's a monumental task. Thank you.
Mr. Monroe?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I agree with Senator Kamak, too. I wasn't besmirching the amount of hours that must have been put into this, probably without pay. So, thank you.
Any more discussion from the committee? Seeing none, I'll ask the secretary to take a roll call on do pass motion by Senator Kamak.
Senators Kamak?
Aye.
Otten?
Aye.
Russell?
Aye.
Stalzer?
Aye.
Frerichs?
Aye.
Kolbeck?
Aye.
Monroe?
Aye.
Seven yeas, no nays.
Okay, we've had the vote on the bill. Any more discussion?
I would take a run at consent.
Okay, we got a motion by Senator Kamak to put this House Bill 1147 on consent, seconded by Senator Monroe.
I want to think this through just a little bit.
Okay. Senator Russell.
You know, I understand that it's largely, you know, just cleanup. I see that. But I get nervous about somebody looking at it and pulling it from consent because they've got all the questions that the senator from Peer had. So I guess we'll put it on consent. I don't know that it's going to stay there, though. If somebody looks through the 90-some sections...
Okay, we'll have a voice vote for putting this on consent. All in favor, say aye. All opposed, nay. All in favor?
Aye.
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 All opposed? Bill will go on consent on the Senate floor.
Thank you.
I'll entertain a motion to adjourn. Any other business, and we'll... Okay, we got a motion by Senator Otten, seconded by Senator Russell to adjourn. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Meeting adjourned.